The Tony Awards are this Sunday, so everybody sing.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter by 14.
And the winner is Hamilton, The End. Actually, Lin-Manuel Miranda's hip-hop retelling of the life of Alexander Hamilton set a record when it picked up 16 Tony nominations, the most ever. But there is much more to talk about, and joining us to do that from the NPR studios in New York is the New York Times chief theater critic Ben Brantley. Ben, are you feeling this way? I mean, are you meeting people coming up to you and saying, so is there anything other than Hamilton I should be thinking about at the Tonys?
The worst is people come up to me that I haven't seen since my childhood asking me if I can get them tickets to it. It's the first time I can remember that a single show has dominated the conversation as much as it has. And you start to think, well, wait a minute, are we just under mass hypnosis? Is this like, you know, Pet Rocks or Cabbage Patch Dolls? But then, you know, just listening to what you played right then, my shoulders start twitching. And every time I go back to see that show or put on the cast recording, I'm excited all over again. So in this case, it actually is worth the hype.
Yeah, it is worth the hype. And it's part of something that's happening on Broadway this season. What is that? The diversity, the something.
Well, certainly there's that, and that's a very encouraging sign. But it's been an unusually – well, we just ran a piece with two of our women critics in the paper saying that perhaps women remain underrepresented on Broadway, which is criminal. But we've certainly seen more diversity of ethnicity than we have in many years this season.
Well, and those women, Laura Collins-Hughes and Alexis Solowski, we love that article, pointed out that the women's roles are, you know, waitresses, shop girls, revolutionary sisters, a literary editor, a morphine addict, and many victims of abuse. So, well, anyway, let's take a listen to what else is being considered. In the Best Musical category, yes, there's more than Hamilton. There's Bright Star, School of Rock the Musical, Shuffle Along, and Waitress. School of Rock composer Andrew Lloyd Webber has joked that the Sunday show should be called the Hamiltonies. But let's listen to a little of his entry with lyricist Glenn Slater. This is a little of the song Stick It to the Man.
Rant and rave and scream and shout, get all of your aggression out. They try to stop you, let them know exactly where they all can go. And do it just as loudly as you can. Stick it to the man.
That's Alex Brightman. He's also up for a Tony for his performance. Thoughts?
He's terrific, Alex Brightman. I enjoyed the show. I hadn't been a huge fan of Lord Lloyd Webber's recent work, but this had he's rejuvenated by, you know, hanging out with 10-year-olds, which is what a lot of the cast is. It's based on the Jack Black movie about a sort of maverick school teacher, or actually pretend school teacher, who leads a class of over-programmed kids to a rock competition. Everyone seems to be having such a good time doing it. In another season, it might have been a contender.
Yeah, but this is the Hamilton season. And but you also point out that there are many plays, in addition to the musicals, that have been captivating this season. The best plays include The Humans by Stephen Karam. It takes place at a Manhattan family Thanksgiving. Of course, human conflicts arise. Let's listen to this scene where the father, played by Tony nominee Reed Birney, takes his daughter, played by Sarah Steele, to task for ignoring religion while she pursues self-improvement.
You put your faith in juice cleansing and yoga, but you won't try
chard. My mouth is shut.
You eat chard to feel your best, but you said half your friends are in therapy. You said
that's
that, so I'm
because,
just asking.
Yeah, I was trying to get you to pay for mine. I still can't afford it.
Well, save some of the money you spend on organic juice and pay for it yourself.
The scene from The Humans, again, Tony nominee Reed Birney. We also heard a little of Tony nominee Jane Houdyshell. Your thoughts on The Humans or the other plays that, if you can't get the Hamilton ticket, you know, what rises?
And yes, people should go to the theater. It's been to see plays as well as Hamilton, because if you look at what really rakes in money at the box office, it remains mega musicals. The Humans is a lovely play. It's, I think, accessible to everyone. It's not like last year's winner, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It's not a revolutionary play in any sense, but it's a beautifully crafted domestic drama with just a sort of slight nimbus of the supernatural, too, suggesting that the monsters that we fear in this universe are ourselves. The Humans is kind of a sci-fi title.
No. Other nominees in the plays: Eclipse, The Father, King Charles III, which you called flat out brilliant. And I don't know if it, you know, had anything to do with it, but it's closed.
Well, it was here for a limited run.
Oh, okay.
It was an import from London.
Well, of the nominees, what else besides The Humans would you say run to see?
Eclipsed is a really exciting play. It's women who are essentially part of a harem of a Liberian warlord and sort of the conflicts, the rivalries that develop within them. And, of course, it stars the radiant Lupita Nyong'o as one of those women who undergoes a very frightening and possibly inspiring conversion.
A couple of the things we want to point out. First of all, Audra McDonald in Shuffle Along was not nominated, after which many people had to be revived.
It's a crime. I mean, the problem with Audra McDonald is, I mean, she's sort of the enduring Hamilton of performance. She's so good. It's come to seem like every time she steps on a stage, she gets a Tony nomination, and the odds are that she'll win. She's the most winning of all actresses, I believe.
Well, but as you said in a conversation with your colleagues, we'll link people to that. It's great. Who would you knock out? And just let's talk about one of the other women who did get nominated, Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, she's stunning.
In Color Purple.
The great thing is watching Cynthia Erivo go from this almost invisible presence into stardom. It's like watching a star grow into being before your eyes. She's the front runner for the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical, and I couldn't argue with her receiving it.
Let's listen.
Got my house, it still keep the cold out. Got my chair when my body can't hold.
Well, as we said, the Tony Awards are Sunday night. If you can't get to Broadway, watch the show because you get all of those great performances we're bound to see. And if you can't do either, the next best thing is reading about theater with Ben Brantley in the New York Times. Ben, thank you as always.
Thank you for having me.